You are listening to the Mission Matters Podcast Network, where we amplify the stories of entrepreneurs, executives, and experts.
Hello, everybody. Podcast number 30. This is Paul from Discipline Trading Strategies, in the ongoing series of podcasts about what really matters in trading and investing. This one is called, What is the Best Setup? If this is your first podcast and this title caught your eye, I can understand why. But if you've been listening to me for a while, you probably know that that title is a little bit of a misleading thing because my focus is going to be on the misconception about what great setups are in general. To walk you through that, I want to start off by telling you a story that actually comes from a book. I haven't read tons of books. I haven't read a book in a long, long time about trading. But when I first started, I read a handful of books. And one of them was called Market Wizards by, I believe, Jack Swagger was his name. I don't think it's a book you have to go read, but I got a couple of great points out of it. And at least for me today, they're great points in terms of teaching. What he tried to do, and if you've read the book recently, forgive me if I take a little leeway with some of the facts. I'm just going from memory from a long time ago, but I walked away with two big concepts from the book. He is a behavioral psychologist, I believe, and wanted to figure out how to trade, not by learning how to trade, but rather to mimic what 25 professional traders all did in common. In other words, he wanted to go synthesize what they did. So he found 25 successful traders and interviewed them one at a time. They were all technical traders, no surprise. So his job, of course, became to find out exactly what they all did the same. What was the concept? What was the strategy? What was the setup? What was the thing that they all did that made them successful? Well, when he got done interviewing everybody, he found there were two commonalities. One of them has nothing to do with the story, but I think it's fascinating. One of the commonalities was that they all had lost at least half of their trading account or lost a full trading account or multiple trading accounts before they got mad, got serious, dug in, and really began to follow the rules and to understand what they were doing. I don't find that surprising at all because most people that come to trading really don't have a clue and only learn through the school of hard knocks. But the second thing they all had in common had to do with his quest to find out what they did similar on a chart. And to his amazement, none of them did anything the same. All 25 traders were uniquely different in terms of exactly what they did on a chart, the setup they looked for, the timing, the entry, whatever it was. So in a sense, his quest was completely nullified. He didn't find out what he wanted to find out. The only thing he had in common, if you look at it from a backwards point of view, is that they had nothing in common. But the other thing they did have in common was they all patiently waited for their favorite thing to happen, even though the favorite things were all different. This was shocking to him. This is not at all shocking to me because that's exactly what I know to be the truth and kind of the point of what I want to get at today. After that introduction, let me kind of take the other side of the street now and tell you about what really makes me aggravated. When you read this, if you were newer and you didn't know me, you probably think I'm going to sit here and tell you what the best setup is. And you may have terms going through your head like, oh, a head and shoulders pattern or a ascending triangle or whatever other name you may have found when cruising the internet. I call these cookie cutter patterns because they are just names given to very general chart formations. You see a stock drop a lot. You look back at the top and you say, oh, look at that formation. Okay, every time I see that formation, now it's going to drop. But that's not how it works, not at all. As a matter of fact, when you actually look at what like a head and shoulders pattern is, for example, the way I teach, you would not be allowed to take that entry because it's the worst entry in trading. And even if the trade were to work, it is still a really, really terrible entry. It's very low reliability, it's low profit, doesn't work. But when you look back, that's all some traders can see. And when you write articles and books about favorite patterns and that kind of thing, you look at things like this and you look back at a chart and you can say, yeah, okay, well, yeah, that's what made that top or that's what made that bottom or, oh, look at that triangle pattern and, oh, it broke out of there and, oh, what a great trade. But of course, you're being shown the things that worked. Ask somebody to define exactly what the parameters are and then go find the next 50 times those parameters show up and you're going to find it doesn't work so well. I know it may seem difficult to believe that you hear all these terms and I'm sitting here telling you that they are worthless, but if you've been looking around or trying them, you probably realize that I'm 100% correct. As a matter of fact, That's why the vast majority of traders that come to trade the market lose. I hear numbers that are 90%. I don't know where those numbers come from. Certainly, I know from my experience, the vast majority of people don't make it when they come to trading. And that would include day trading. It would also include swing trading. It would also include longer term trading investing if you're trying to be a little more active than just hanging on to things. You see, one of the problems is that any of these formations, when you read about them or you see them, whatever it is, it does not take into consideration the most important part, which is where exactly is that happening in the big, big picture of things and in the maybe one level bigger picture of things. An example you might think of is you can throw a pebble into a very small pond and it would make really big waves. But if you throw that pebble into the ocean, that's a violent ocean with waves coming in, you would never see your ripples. In other words, you can't fight the bigger picture. And the coordination of these different timeframes is the very first key to your success. None of these cookie cutter patterns even look at this and even discuss this. Another example of this is just traders who misunderstand breakouts so very much. Breakouts are actually difficult trades to understand. If you read any trading book or go on the internet, you're going to see that breakouts are all the rage and so easy and so common, but yet traders fail at them continuously because the common concept of what a breakout is not understood. As a matter of fact, there are many sideways consolidations. When you break above the top of the base, you should be shorting that, not going long, and the same on the bottom. It depends a lot on the big picture, what's happening and what the exact setup is. This is all stuff that can be learned and understood. I call it the language of charts. You may just call it understanding technical analysis, but you have to understand technical analysis at an A level, not at a C level. You will not make money with a very limited understanding, period. But then that leads to the next question, which is, well, if these little cookie cutter patterns don't work, and if that's not what you do, then what do you do? Well, what you do is you learn how to read a chart in its entirety. That, of course, is a bigger task than most people want to undertake. And to be honest, it's not easy to undertake, as most people wouldn't know exactly how you would go about doing that, because it's not like there is this wonderful, simple-to-read manual that just explains everything from top to bottom sitting on the internet. There's a lot of different opinions, a lot of different people out there. And as you may know, there is no bigger scam-filled industry than if you're going out there to try and figure out how to trade or invest the market, period. What I call that really thorough A-plus level of understanding of charts, and in my terminology, is called learning the language of charts, just like you would learn a foreign language. I did an article recently which kind of compares learning to trade to learning how to speak a foreign language. It's very similar in my mind because you can't call it hard. It's not hard to learn technical analysis at an A level and to make money from it, but yet it is detailed. Think about learning a foreign language. Is that hard? Well, there are many three-year-old children that know two languages or some know three. So it can't be hard, but you do have to learn it. You have to take the time to learn it, and few adults ever bother to take that time. If you continue that foreign language concept, think about if you did be able to learn a foreign language, let's say you're going to Italy and you got some quick tapes to learn Italian because you're taking vacation and you learn some basics to say, how much does that cost and where's the bathroom and all those kinds of good comments, you could have gotten through your vacation in Italy. But would you actually want to negotiate a contract for purchasing real estate or something in Italy with that limited knowledge? You wouldn't do very well. It's the same thing in charts. People come to the market learning just the how much does that cost type of phrases, but they would never be able to really understand charts well enough to make money from them. And that's the problem with a lot of people who fail. Where the big breakthrough comes for people is when you kind of translate all of the knowledge and writing about charts and you kind of reduce it to pictures in your head. This may sound kind of esoteric to you, but it is very, very important. Something I learned a while ago, quite a number of years back, but actually I was well along in my adult life before I learned it, was that we as humans only can think in pictures. Now, I didn't say we can think in pictures. Everybody knows we can picture things in our head, but our brain only works in pictures. Think about it a minute. If I were to ask you, what are you going to do for dinner tonight? You pictured your family dinner table or a restaurant or a bar or whatever you're planning on doing. You can't think any other way. If I said to you, hey, no matter what you do, your life depends on it, do not think of a pink elephant. Boom, you pictured a pink elephant because we have no other way to think. That is how you have to look at your chart reading. When you first learn technical analysis, yes, you're looking at charts and you're looking at pictures of other charts, but you're learning all of these concepts and they're kind of all just words and lines on a piece of paper. And when you start to look for things, you kind of have to go through a checklist, and the checklist could be very long and it takes, seems like forever to look at one chart. Well, when I scan, when I look for trades that I want to do, not exaggerating, I look at charts about 2 per second, and many other traders do that as well. I'm not bragging about it because we have learned what pictures to look for. We take all this information and finally it forms a picture in our inner mind of what we want to see or what we don't want to see. So we can do a 95% check just in a half a second. If that sounds ridiculous to you, think about this. What if I asked you to look through a picture book of animals and to pick out a lion? How long would you have to look at every picture? You'd go through a giraffe and an armadillo and boom, boom, boom. There's the lion. It wouldn't take you long to look at every picture. Well, that's how traders look at charts that quickly, because we're looking for certain pictures. And that's what the training involves, is getting you to understand these individual concepts, how they occur across multiple timeframes, finding that intersection of timeframes, finding that perfect entry. The entry is everything in trading. The entry is absolutely everything. There's no discussion about that. There's no argument about it. The entry permeates everything you do. It's not just about reward to risk. It's about the whole quality of the trade. And having different entries that match the quality or the expectations of your setup is what's really important. And before I make my concluding comments, here's the final point that I'm really getting to. I sometimes have people say to me, somebody who's looking at maybe taking a seminar program with me, say, hey, Paul, if you're training all these people, isn't it going to be the case that they're all sitting there looking at the same thing? It's going to make it hard to do. Well, I have to crack up at that naivete because it's just kind of silly to think that. I mean, certainly for me, number one, I don't train enough people that it would make any difference at all. But even some, if you could picture some really big training facility, which doesn't exist, there's no way that that would happen. Because when I train people, even people that are trained and end up being exactly like me, we don't trade the same things. There's this misconception, like if you get out of a training program with me, that whoever the students are, they're all sitting in the same corner of the market looking at the same stock and waiting for the same tick to get in long or short. That's not the way it works at all. You learn how to read a chart, and then we all have our personal biases and preferences. In other words, if I asked you, if you know trading a little bit, if I asked you if you like to do breakouts or if you like to do pullbacks, the answer I would get back, because I've asked this a lot in public, is about 50-50. If I asked you, would you like to take really a smaller stop and maybe replay the trade 2 or 3 times and take a home run when you're right, or would you rather use a wide stop and be right a lot more often but then make smaller money, I would get about 2/3 would prefer the wider stop type of thing. So, you know, everybody's with preferences, and you have to learn the language of charts. You apply your preferences, and then you go out and look at things. I have people that are in the trading room with me that are trained by me. And every day, some days we do the same things. I'm leading the room and I tell people what I'm doing. And some people like what I do and they jump along with it. Some people, even though they're hearing me, they go off and do their own things despite what I'm doing. I always say that the well-trained traders in the trading room have it best because they're their own traders. They know what they're doing and they can look to me and say, hey, wow, what a great idea, Paul. Or they can say, hey, Paul, you're a little off today. I'm going to do my own thing. So I don't have that ability. I just have me. But the point is, even people who are just carbon copies of me, sometimes they do the same thing because I have my list and we're looking at the same list. But if we were to just go off on our own and you were to look at us, you know, through 2 different cameras in 2 different rooms, it would be an extremely small chance we'd be doing the exact same thing. Some days there are certain stocks that are in play, so we may have the same symbol on our screen. It's highly unlikely that we would have many trades on the same symbol, or certainly that we'd have the same entry slash exit slash stop target, whatever. Very, very unlikely that would ever happen, maybe once in a while. So you take your tools, and the whole point of this is the title of this podcast, which is, what is the best setup? There is no best setup. There are so many different ways that you can make money. What I always say to people is, do you have one? So when you learn the language of charts, when you learn what you're doing, it's quite possible even on the same symbol sometimes. Somebody may see something as a long from open until 10 o'clock that morning, and then somebody else sees it as a short from 10 o'clock until lunch, and both could be great trades and both could fall in line perfectly with a good understanding of technical analysis. So there's some preference, there's some versatility, and there's the fact that there's just a lot of stuff to potentially do. Oftentimes, if somebody comes, joins me in my trading room, you don't have to be a summer graduate to be in my trading room. Anybody can be summer graduate, some are not. But a new person in there who's not really understood how I trade or not seen how I trade, they're usually very confused and lost because what I am doing is not what they would picture what you do, or certainly not what you would read how to do on the internet. So they often get confused. They like it if they're making money, but they're not understanding really what's going on because it's not what you'd expect to see. Again, what's the best setup? It's all about the whole picture of things and your personal preference. One final comment maybe that really drives the point home is this. One of my favorite sayings is, I'd rather have a great entry on a so-so setup than a so-so entry on a great setup. And that really says a lot. How you handle things to make money is more important than trying to find this incredible, great, perfect trade. There is no such thing as a perfect setup, to be honest with you. Everything has flaws. Good traders make money by handling properly those good setups, but understanding that nothing is perfect. As always, if you ever want to just talk, shoot me an email. I'd be glad to get back to you. And we can chat if you want to, if you're having issues, or if you're new to trading or just getting interested, feel free. Until next time, this is Paul for DTS. Good trading, everybody.
This has been a Mission Matters Network production. Listen to this show and browse our entire catalog by visiting missionmatters.com.